USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden signed the Inflation Reduction Act into law on Tuesday.
The bill I'm about to sign is not just about today. It's about tomorrow. It's about delivering progress and prosperity to American families. It's about showing the American and the American people that democracy still works in America, notwithstanding all the talk of its demise. Not just for the privileged few, but for all of us.
The bill costs $739 billion, and the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office estimates it will not reduce inflation despite its name. And federal officials said the government will impose deeper cuts on the drought-stricken Colorado River, reducing water deliveries to Arizona and Nevada starting in January. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The U.S. Commerce Department has okayed high tech for China.
With China as a top national security threat, President Biden's Commerce Department surprisingly approved almost all requests to export to the communist nation. It includes semiconductors, aerospace components, and artificial intelligence technology. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf has issued an executive order that bans conversion therapy in the state. Pennsylvania joins more than a dozen other states in at least partially condemning the practice. Under the executive order, state agencies are directed to promote, quote, evidence-based best practices for LGBTQ youth and adjust their policies and procedures to better serve that community. National Education Association President Rebecca Pringle and other teachers' union officials are calling for more public school funding as they say the profession continues to face a shortage of teachers. This is USA Radio News.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.
Some Catholics in the state of New York are answering a higher call. Reporter Tim Berg explains.
The Catholic Charities of the Archdiocese of New York is stepping up to help New York City in response to the surge of illegal immigrants that are arriving from Texas. Archbishop of New York Timothy Dolan describes the illegal immigrants' experience traveling to the United States and arriving in New York City.
They've just been through turmoil. Some of them for months have been walking from Colombia and Venezuela. And now they feel somewhat a casa, at home.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott sending the illegal immigrants on buses to New York City because the cities are sanctuary cities for immigrants and he believes they should be able to handle it.
An 88-year-old woman died in an alligator attack in South Carolina on Monday. Officials said it's the second fatal attack in the state in 2022 and at least the fourth nationwide. Deputies with the Beaufort County Sheriff's Office say Nancy Becker was gardening near the pond when she slipped into the water. Engineers in the Detroit area continue to repair a water main break that impacted 4 Michigan counties. 133,000 residents will remain under a boil water advisory for 2 weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.